So I think in the magazines, you know, there's the occasional talk of the boys forming wee gangs amongst themselves. Did you ever have anything like that or experience anything that like that?
I had various wee gangs of my closest pals at the orphanage, some of who are still alive today, and I still see, occasionally. And we did have our own wee gangs. We had our own little mindset of how we played and what we played with and who was invited into our gang. So you did have little gangs, but they could all fall apart quite quickly if one boy was maybe taken away to another house, moved on, and then it would all fall apart. But I have various photographs at home with me and my little gang and bits of sticks that we used as rifles and guns and things we were playing with. And they're very dear to me, and I do look back and think, how charming life was when I was young, So I've repeated it two or three times already today that orphanage life for me was good. I enjoyed the playing and the stimulus that I was given, and I enjoyed the because I was brought up in it. I enjoyed the whole atmosphere of the thing, and that's why it was a very severe blow when I left. That was very unfortunate and caused me a lot of trouble afterwards, and not trouble but distress. I was very upset about that, and how it worked. And I would say that's probably the biggest black mark that I've had against the orphanage, that's affected me over these years since.
Fair to say. So you had these little gangs, and were they formed because you were staying in the same house as the boys, or you were doing the same kind of chores? How did you form those relationships?
I think because two things. They would probably be boys that had been there with you long term. In other words, you'd be in the youngster's house, and then when you moved to the next house, as you grew up in years, they would be there as well because they were moving up with you. So they kind of became more embedded in your friendships and your groups. To give you, for instance, sometimes even today, people will say to me, "Ronnie, you had been at the orphanage 1950 to 1964, so was my brother, my uncle, my auntie, somebody that I'm looking for." And they would ask you if you knew them. And it's if they weren't in the same house or in the same kind of group as you really wouldn't know them. You might accept that they'd been at the orphanage. You might even know their name, you might even know their face, but they would not be part of your kind of inner circle or inner group. And because of that, you maybe wouldn't be able to explain to the inquirer, the person that was asking, very much about them. You might only be able to vouch for the fact that they'd been at the orphanage, but I don't think that's any different than any looking back on anybody else's school upbringing. Would you know everybody in your school, whether it would be younger or older than you? Very unlikely. You may know your immediate classroom colleagues, but so the orphanage was no different in that respect, and it is upsetting when people. And in fact, people would become quite distressed when I told them that, I knew the name and I knew the face, but I didn't know them personally. They would become quite distressed when I told them that. So I always knew to be ready for that and to be careful about that. And of course, this happened at a much later time when I was becoming a bit more knowledgeable about the orphanage and its system. Because when I was young, I just was part of it. I didn't know how it worked. I wasn't interested in how it worked. As long as it was working for me, I was quite happy. But in later life, when I look back to see what did happen and who was there, in the times that I had been there, it meant that I had a different aspect, I had a different angle on it.